On this episode of the Fieldhouse Files, I'll be joined by Dan Vance of the Pacers G League team to discuss a new documentary coming out, how the team and player Gabe York were featured, and what that whole experience was like behind the scenes.
I know that Fieldhouse Files has a prolific following. You know, I just want to be careful about sharing too much with the world.
And welcome into the Fieldhouse Files, the podcast where I take you behind the scenes with the Pacers, talk to individuals on and around the team, and tell you what you need to know. Happy August, everyone. Can't believe we're here and kids are already back in school. I mean, the state fair's going on. The Colts haven't even completed training camp up in Westfield, but here we are. And just about 6 weeks left before NBA teams begin training camp, because otherwise things have been relatively quiet on the NBA front for the last several weeks, really since the conclusion of Summer League out in Las Vegas about a couple weeks ago. I still have several more news stories to publish, a couple more features to come from all that, so stay tuned at fieldhousefiles.com for a lot more coverage coming. Today, I'll be joined by Dan Vance. He's the Director of Media Relations and Social Media for the Mad Ants, the Pacers G League affiliate. Now, the name will be changed over the next year. The team has already moved to Indy permanently from Fort Wayne, and starting in about a year, in 2024 season, they will play all home games up at a Noblesville Event Center that is planned about 35 minutes north of downtown, right near the Ruoff Home Mortgage Center, where you, like myself, may have attended some concerts or two over the last many years. So, well, the old Deer Creek up there. But for now, the team will play at Cambridge Fieldhouse for the third straight season, and it will do so this season. And then they'll figure out things, because the event center still has yet to break ground, still a lot of things to figure out and get started for that new event center where they will play. So Dan, he runs media relations for the team of the Mad Ants behind the scenes, and so he became close with the documentary director and the crew over the last year as they spent time getting all access to this team, to other teams, and in particular with the Mad Ants, players Trevelyn Queen and Gabe York. So this G League documentary has been promoted as a two-hour film that'll debut on Tuesday, August 8th, but as I record this on Monday, August 7th, it says on Prime Video it's coming soon at 8 p.m. on August 7th. So whatever the case, it's probably available by the time you are listening to this. And this makes for good off-season content, along with the FIBA World Cup basketball action we will have underway. Tyrese Halliburton and Team USA, they play in their first scrimmage Monday night. That's done in Las Vegas. Then they'll move on to Spain, Abu Dhabi, and then Manila, Philippines as well. So as I wrote last week, Tyrese Halliburton, his offseason is basically done. He's in Las Vegas, and then will travel the world as part of USA Basketball. He'll be wearing number 4. And this week, too, on FieldhouseFiles.com, by the way, it's Tyrese Halliburton week. One-on-one interviews with his father about the Supermax rookie contract extension that Tyrese signed last month. The one-on-one conversation with Tyrese's best friend, George Niang. How about one-on-one with his girlfriend, Jade, and talking about how she celebrated this contract that could be worth up to $260 million. They did so out in Los Angeles, their off-season home. Then had a huge celebration for a couple nights, and so I talked to her about that. So all of that and a lot more running this week at FieldhouseFiles.com along with this podcast. So this documentary, it's called Destination NBA, a G League Odyssey, and it'll feature Gabe York, Scoot Henderson, Denzel Valentine, and many others. So to talk about that and to get you prepared and really just hype up Gabe York, give him some attention that he deserves. By the way, there's a feature story I've written about him at fieldhousefiles.com, so you can check that out as well. But let's talk about this documentary, that behind-the-scenes access, and what you can expect as a viewer of this documentary here in this conversation with Dan Vance. All right, as promised, now joined by Dan Vance of the Pacers G League team. Dan, first of all, I'm glad you're staying on and will be part of the franchise that will be playing up in Noblesville this upcoming season. It's kind of off-season for us, but a special, I don't know, premiere, if you will, I guess, with Prime Video and Gabe York, part of the Fort Wayne Mad Ants the last couple of years, being featured in that. So I thought this is a good excuse to, number one, have you on, but also highlight one of your own that has kind of participated in this. So I guess, first of all, for you, catch me up with what's up with you this summer. As you know, I think we're all right now gearing up for what's next this next season in the fall.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of been what we've been doing here, you know, gearing up for our transition, playing in Indianapolis full time as things take, you know, grow in Noblesville, and we move towards that, you know, eventually being in Noblesville with our G League franchise. So, yeah, a kind of a normal summer of preparation in a lot of ways, but also building more relationships in that part of the state, you know, for us as a staff.
And what's been cool is the last couple of years, of course, the Pacers G League team has played a partial point of their schedule at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and that, of course, will continue next season before that Noblesville Events Center, or whatever they determine to call that, is built. So we'll get another year of that. And I was just up kind of in that Noblesville area a couple weeks ago when there was the Kyle Guy Dizzy Runs Pro-Am, and so kind of got a glimpse of that area and how long it might take me to get there and those sorts of things. So on the G League front, a lot of exciting things to come, probably down the pike a little bit. Right now it's more contractual and rebranding and a new building and what that's going to look like. But the team, that will remain the same and still be part of the Pacers franchise.
Right, yeah, and carry on the Mad Ants name for another year. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, General Manager Chris Taylor, Head Coach Tom Hankins, you know, back again. And another great team. They've done a great job putting together great teams in the past. So I think that the team, once everything comes together, still a couple months off. Draft's not until October 28th, training camp to follow. But looking forward to a team they put together. They've put together teams of really exciting players and fun guys the last several years.
All right, so I wanted to have you on in particular, Dan, to highlight this feature. It's an Amazon production. I think Bill Simmons and The Ringer are part of it because obviously he's big into documentaries, and I highly suggest fans go check out his podcast that also posted with Gabe, about a 15-minute interview highlighting Gabe. And first of all, you're around him way more than I, but just a good dude that wants a chance. That's basically what it comes down to. A guy that's been in the league about 10 years now, has gone all over. He's gone overseas, has been in the G League the last several years. In particular, it was during 2020, the pandemic, and we saw so many people get opportunities, 10-day contracts, two ways, those sorts of things, and get called up. Gabe got a chance with the Orlando Magic, and then he tested positive down in Orlando hotel room, like didn't even get a paycheck, and then even worse, you know, spent time in that Orlando, you know, hotel before returning home. So basically, this guy needs some good luck, needs something to go his way. And I hope it's this documentary because, much like some other things, there was that Adam Sandler one that I think published on Netflix a couple of years ago. This is a chance for him to be spotlighted. Maybe some agents, maybe some teams are watching. Take us through, from your perspective, what this past year was like, because how I understand it is this documentary crew followed around several different players, spotlighting them to try to highlight the G League, highlight some success stories from guys that made it out, and some other guys like Gabe who are just primed for maybe that shot.
Yeah, you know, when we were presented this opportunity October of last year, a chance for our organization to be part of it, we're all about it. You know, Chris Taylor, our general manager, was all about it. Tim Ballman, our team president. It was something that we thought was great exposure for our organization, for our players, and an opportunity that doesn't come along very often. So, you know, we set up some meetings. David Check, who's one of the executive producers, who was just tremendous to work with, came out to a game and met with some of the guys. And, you know, and Gabe mentions it on his podcast. I think the initial plan was really for the focus with the Mad Ants to be on Trevelyan Queen as the, at that point, reigning MVP of the G League. And Trevelyan will be featured. You know, he was followed around as well, though some of the promotional stuff definitely focuses on Gabe. But once David Check and Brian Robinson and Liam Hughes, who directed this documentary, had the chance to talk to Gabe and hear his story. And like you said, it's just a genuine guy who does things the right way, has a great story to tell, and works hard all the time. Once they started talking to Gabe, they were enthralled. So they were with us throughout the year at home games. They were with us at Winter Showcase in Las Vegas. They were with us in Delaware as we were trying to clinch a playoff spot at the end of last season. They were with us in D.C. For our playoff game. So with us quite a bit, and a chance to really follow Trevelyan and Gabe around be with their families. Gabe in Indianapolis, you know, at his apartment as he walks his dog, as he's with his girlfriend, and really kind of delve deeper into the life of a G League player, which is, sometimes, on the court, it's you're so close to the NBA, but you also don't live that NBA luxury life outside of the court. So I think it's going to be a really great representation of the G League, not just for the Mad Ants and Gabe, but across the league.
Just from the elements I know. First of all, have you been able to screen the final production? Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet. I'm waiting like everybody else. I've seen some snippets here and there throughout, even during last season. I got a chance to see some stuff behind the scenes, but I've not seen the final product.
Was there anything that you, CT, the general manager, had to screen in terms of, hey, we don't want that in there, from a tactical or schematic or, anything like that standpoint?
No, there was nothing that we went that route on. And, every G League team had a different preference, and there are several G League teams that are followed in this, I'm sure. But from our perspective as an organization, it was, this is who we are. I think we have a great organization. Chris Taylor obviously thinks we have a great organization. And, there was really nothing that was, off limits. This is who we are, and it's raw and real, and, the good and the bad that come with it.
So this past year for Gabe's been incredibly, highs and lows, and a lot of highs too. I mean, he got engaged over this summer. I'm guessing that doesn't make the cut because this is probably in production by then, and maybe it doesn't go into the basketball side of it. You mentioned the G League showcase. If I remember right, that was the showcase where he barely played maybe a game or two because he was ill. I think he lost like 8 pounds. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was sick and lost several pounds. And so, that was part of it too there. That was actually the first location that the Religion of Sports crew here that did this documentary, that was the first time they were with us for significant filming. And then you have Gabe Down. So, but all part of the story, and kind of goes into what you said earlier. Had that Orlando call up, didn't get a chance to do it. Here you're at Winter Showcase, and Scott, you're in front of everybody. So many great opportunities at the Winter Showcase, and then he's sick.
All he can do is play. Yeah, that's tough. All he can do is watch, and he's desperate to be out there. And I wanted to write about him, but he's not playing, so there's nothing really to add there. So there's so many things going against him, and I think that kind of goes in probably to this storyline. And to your point a couple minutes ago, and like we heard Gabe mention on Bill Simmons' podcast, Traveling Queen fits the bill as a guy to star in something like this. You could go with the basic, easy storyline in terms of like from homeless to professional trying to make it. Like, that's probably what they were going for. But a guy like Gabe, too, I mean, what stands out about his path is, he got all those highlights kind of before YouTube really took off. We all remember those mixtapes with Ball Is Life, all those certain things. He went to Arizona, was a teammate of TJ McConnell. So there's another Pacers tie-in. By the way, and then has just tried to earn it at this level. And so for the last couple of years, Pacer fans may be familiar with him at the end of each year as the Pacers signed him to a two-way deal for like the final week, so a couple games to end each season. And I hope they get into, because at least in talking with him, how much his mom means and how much she tried to be at games. And he was very real with us a couple years ago talking about his story and his determination to make it, Dan, because he was like, a couple years as a pro, I was supposed to help my mom retire, and she's still working and working two to three jobs at a time when he was a kid and those sorts of things. So that hits home for him. Not only does he want to succeed personally, he wants to have that success so he can take care of others.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I haven't seen the final cut, so I'm not sure what all makes it. We did get a chance to get some footage. His mom surprised him in Henderson when we played the Ignite out there last year, and so we got some footage of that and her and Gabe's cousin coming out to watch the games there. So he's a great family man. I was really excited when he and his girlfriend Adina were engaged this summer. Great people. And for Gabe, like you said, it's been a timing issue, but he's right there. He's always been right there from the time the Ball Is Life set him on a trajectory before social media was huge in the TikTok world and the highlight packages were, you didn't have that. And so he was on a big trajectory and had some opportunities and it didn't work out. And he's had some other opportunities here now with the Mad Ants and the Pacers the last couple of years. So I think that the story is going to be intense. There's a scene that, again, I'm not sure if it made it or not, that I've seen where, Gabe says that his war is the NBA. Like, that's his war, is fighting to get there every way he can. And as a guy that just will take the path that is best for him and to get the exposure. He just had a really good run in the TBT with the Friday Beers team that made the semifinals of that tournament. So he works his tail off to get there. And I really hope that this documentary shows not just that struggle and that fight to get there for him, but also the genuine kind of human being that Gabe is.
Yeah, did not play in Summer League, but played in the TBT. And I hope there were cameras or someone rolling, perhaps earlier in the end of the regular season, because I remember Chris Taylor telling me the story of how, he welcomed Gabe, I think, into his office for his exit interview, and all of a sudden, Pacers general manager Chad Buchanan FaceTimes in and says, "Hey, Gabe, by the way, can you hold off on your off-season plans?
Yeah.
We want you here in Indy a little bit longer." Like, I can just imagine the dramatics of that scene, because number one, it's an opportunity. Number two, it's a nice, healthy paycheck. And, another, whatever it was, 7 or 10 days. It might be $100,000 just for that. And for someone that's not on an NBA full deal, that's significant. Because you've been so good at tracking his trends, I just want to highlight kind of what he has done. Like, take me through, like, I think he's the leader in all-time threes in franchise record, threes in a season, threes in franchise history, and he's a guy basically that averaged 25 points per game.
Yeah, he's just such a high level scorer and one of the best scorers in Mad Ants history. Like you said, three pointers in a game, three pointers in a season, three pointers in a career. Those are all Gabe York records. Playing, you're gonna say most of 2 years. He had some illnesses, obviously, this last year. His first year with us, during the Showcase Cup portion, he was just a guy really kind of coming off the bench, first, maybe second off the bench when we had, Dwayne Washington Jr. and Kiefer Sykes, and they were in the lineup, and Gabe was a guy that was backing them up. So to do that in 2 years, and the numbers he's put up in 2 years in franchise history just show the high level that he competes at. He actually, until he got hurt towards the end of this past season, was definitely on the trajectory to have the best single scoring season in franchise history. I think he ended up third on that list behind Tony Mitchell and Ron Howard, but was on the trajectory. He's arguably the best scorer in Mad Ants franchise history when you look at all of the records he set, the places that, if he doesn't get sick at Showcase, if he doesn't get hurt towards the end of this past season and miss some games, that he's right there breaking even more records. So he's been a high level guy, and he's up there in career steals with the Mad Ants. He's a top 10 guy in that. He's had some of the best assist games in recent memory with the Mad Ants as well, even being not a true point guard. So he's done a little bit of everything, and I'm probably a little biased, but I heard him say on or Bill Simmons say on that podcast as well, that Bill Simmons was watching the playoffs thinking, man, Gabe could contribute, and I kind of watch it the same way, even with a little bias, I'm sure. I think Gabe could contribute in the NBA, and I'm hopeful that he gets that opportunity.
Man, it's a shooter's league, and if you can have a guy that, like he did last season in particular, shot 40% from beyond the arc with great regularity, and you space the floor, like with the Pacers, you could picture, Haliburton attacking the lane and kicking out on the wing, but I guess right now he's got, Buddy Hield and Ben Shepherd, the rookie, and sorts like that, and so right now he's in a free agent, and hopefully Gabe has a nice landing spot coming up, maybe after this documentary debuts for him. But I'm just thinking of various other scenes, Dan, and we saw Trevor Lynn and Gabe York both participate in the G League Next Up game, so there could be a scene at All-Star Weekend. Just last thing from you, anything else from behind the scenes that you can remember about that experience? I'm sure they talked with him at great length. You said they shared some footage. Were they on the team buses in the locker room very often? And perhaps maybe we'll see them as part of it, hopefully, showcase the Mad Ants a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, they were everywhere they wanted to be.
Okay.
They were in the locker room with us every time they were with us. You mentioned the Next Up game. They were there as well to get some stuff with TQ and Gabe. And while they were the focus, I think there's definitely some scenes with some of the other guys. Obviously we had a great team last year with Justin Anderson and David Stockton and Jermaine Samuels Jr. And so I think as a whole, the exciting part is that we try to embrace the experience as a franchise. and really show the grind of the G League from every level. So that was the most exciting part, was just being able to showcase who we were as a franchise, who these guys were as a team. And I think that hopefully shows in the documentary. We were willing to participate every way we can. They spent some time with Gabe in his hotel room in Vegas during the winter showcase. He was sick, but they still wanted to get some stuff. And, you know, Gabe was a willing participant and really opened up his life, as did TQ. And I think that's was the exciting part for me, you know, helping make everything happen with the producers and the directors, is that as a franchise, us as well as the Pacers, you know, they spent some time there with the Pacers to get some TQ stuff and to get some Gabe stuff when they were both in Pacers uniform, to be open to the experience and really showcase what the G League is about for a casual fan of the G League, or for somebody who is a little more hardcore of a fan and knows the G League. I think it's going to be a really great glimpse into what the league is about and what the Mad Ants are about.
That's fantastic. Really looking forward to this, whether Monday night or eventually August 8th, if that's what it essentially debuts. But Dan, I appreciate you joining us, the director of public relations and social media. Glad you're around, and appreciate your assistance here in previewing this documentary about Gabe. All right.
I appreciate you having me, Scott.
My thanks again to Dan for joining the podcast, to you for listening, and just a reminder, all my work can be read online at fieldhousefiles.com. Make sure you are subscribed. There's a free version, but upgrade to paid to make sure that you get full access to new and archived stories directly to your inbox. That's at fieldhousefiles.com. That does it for this episode of the Fieldhouse Files podcast, and I'll talk to you again soon.